This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Joining us right now on our Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. And Nikki, we just learned that Tress Way will be back. I don't think anybody really expected him to leave, but I guess it's a relief that he will be back because he's a reliable punter.
That all is true. Yes.
Are you surprised it's just a one-year deal, or is that the point where we are with Tress and his age, et cetera?
I'm a little surprised because I feel like punters can go longer than other positions. So, yeah, it could have been his choice too. But, I mean, I was a little surprised by that. I feel like Tress is sort of a no-brainer.
Right.
He's been reliable for years. But, you know.
So, over the weekend, we saw the Dante Fowler alleged tweets and deleted tweets, et cetera, and supposedly the Deami Brown liking whatever. I guess those guys are gone, right? Yeah. Right? That's pretty much a done deal.
I kind of gave that impression, unless you're referring to something totally different. But I feel like those guys, I feel like Deami, he probably would have more of a market. Mm-hmm. Just the need for receivers. I mean, his speed is underrated, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But he showed a little bit more this season.
For sure.
And then, of course, bringing in Debo, you would think they'd add to that position still. And Dante Fowler's an interesting one. I mean, his sack total was up, obviously, but he's still not that consistent pass rusher that you would normally pay big money to. So I'm kind of curious what he does ultimately land. He could always end up back here, maybe a one or two. But I would think, it sounded pretty clear to me that he wanted to test the market and expected to get bigger money, which, you know, hence
we'll
the tweets.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with him.
Nikki, which of these two free agent wideouts that are currently on the roster are most likely to be back, Zacchaeus or Noah Brown? I would think Brown because he's a little bit different in that he has some size. He goes 6'2", 225. Zacchaeus on the shorter side, they already have some shorter wide receivers in Terry McLaurin and Debo. Do you think Brown resigns or do you think he hits the market?
I could see either coming back. Honestly, I know they really like Lamide. He's so reliable. Mm-hmm. And he was really good in the locker room. I mean, they were really high on him. Noah could have a bigger market just because of his size. But then again, I mean, he was waived at the near the end of training camp and didn't have a team. So I could see it going either way. I think part of it depends on what their plan is at that position. Do they plan on signing another guy? Do they plan on bringing in like a Darius Slayton type? Do they plan on adding in the draft? That might dictate how they, you know, decide on some of these guys, whether they bring them back for 1 or 2 years. We'll see.
The guy that we don't talk about enough, in my opinion, is Luke McCaffrey, because I think he's got a skill set there that jumps out at you. They just didn't utilize him a lot. He flashed it for moments. Do you have, like, do they still like him? Do they still see a future for him? Because I feel like there's a lot of growth and potential there.
There is, totally. I think the biggest thing is he's just so raw still. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had only been playing the position for, what, 2 years in college because he was a quarterback to start. But he's a McCaffrey, so he's born with this freakish athleticism that most people can't come close to. So he's got the speed. He's an insane worker. So I feel like he can get up to the point that probably they won, where you start to see him flash some more. I think probably his best opportunity might be special teams, if he can really like break off for like a really long return. I think that's where you'll start to see him get more opportunities on offense, if he can really show out on special teams. But I agree with you. I think there's a ton of untapped potential there, and I think they're working with him on how to become more of a refined receiver too.
Talking to Nikki Javala, covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. So let's flip to defense and what this team needs, in your opinion. They finished 13th in the league last year in total defense, but 29th in rushing defense, which is why I think Dante Fowler is not a big part of the equation, because he wasn't very good against the run. Where do you think the focus is going to be here as this free agency tampering period starts at noon?
I think it's going to be in pass rush. I mean, they do need help with the run defense, no doubt. But they need pass rushers. Edge, interior, I mean, especially after losing John Allen, I would think that the focus is, you know, at first, up front, getting either a tackle or an end to really bolster that line. I mean, they need help in all three levels, just depth at linebacker. They obviously got Bobby back, pairing with Frankie. But they could use another corner. Depending on what happens with Jeremy Chinn, they'll need another safety. But to me, the line is paramount. To me, that's the most important positional group going into free agency, in my mind. And there's been so much movement with the pass rushers. It'll be interesting. I'm very curious if they really do make a move on Trey Hendrickson. Last I heard, they had just sort of kicked the tires on you know, probably what it would cost, which I would think is a lot. But they do need a pass rusher, in my mind, maybe two.
Do you think they go for some of these older guys, like a Khalil Mack? I see Za'Darius Smith is now available. He ended up the season with the Lions.
I could see it. If the price is right, yeah, I could absolutely see it. To get a marquee pass rusher on the end there, yeah. I mean, it would make a lot of sense to me. You know, to go for one of the older ones, I don't, you know, even for 1 year, I don't know that that makes a ton of sense. I think you're better off going in the draft, since it is a deep class for ends and pass rushers in general. You know, I know it's a little bit harder sitting at number 29, but I think you can still get a quality guy at that position. So I could see a Khalil Mack, sure, if the price is right. I think that would be a great addition to the line.
Who are some other?
Sweat, he would be huge.
Right, I totally agree. I think Sweat would be huge, just a double whammy too, right? You take away from the Eagles anytime. As far as I'm concerned, just sign all their free agents that they intend to bring back or like to bring back. Just take them all. I mean, who cares if they fit us or not?
Right, yeah.
I'm kind of in that mindset. Are there any others that you're keeping an eye out for, that you expect to hear about? You know, how will it work today? It remind us, you know, like, will we at noon? It's going to be a flurry of activity, right?
Yeah. Although last night at like 7 o'clock, it was insane.
Right.
I don't know what was going on in the NFL. Like, everybody just decided to work at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
But yeah, starting at noon, it's their, you know, stupid little legal tampering period where you can agree to deals but not sign them.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasts until 4 p.m. on Wednesday, at which point you can officially sign deals. All trades become official at that point. This afternoon will be crazy.
Nikki, let's hop back to the offense for just a second. Do you see Marcus Mariota returning? He's a free agent. He performed well whenever he had to. in Jaden Daniels' absence. Will there be a market
also a mentor
for
him?
Do you see him coming back here, or do you think he departs?
I could see him coming back. I think it depends on his market. I would think the Jets are an option. I would think a number of teams are an option for him as a backup. But if I were him, and it's going to be a backup role instead of a starting role, I'd want to go somewhere where I could win. And I'm happy. And it seemed like he was happy here. He was valued here as a backup. I think he was really good for Jaden. Really good for the offense overall. I mean, he stepped in and they could win.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see him being back, but you know, ultimately it comes down to money and where he wants to be.
Do you see a potential theme? Because I think we all agree that outside of Jaden, this team did remarkable last year, but they sort of need upgrades at every level outside of quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, they really do need to upgrade. And do you see a theme where, okay, they're going to attack, I don't know, offense via free agency and, you know, the draft for the defense or vice versa? Will there be any theme like that? Is anything like that that you anticipate?
I could see them getting a couple bigger names in free agency and then filling the rest in the draft. I mean, I really do believe, like, I know every coach says they want to build through a draft, or every GM mm-hmm. says they want to build through the draft, and none of them actually do it. But the way they structured the roster last year and the way they've been trying to structure it again this year, it is really geared toward developing guys and building through the draft. So I could see them starting to add guys in the draft as depth and development, get a couple starters, sort of like they did last year, and get a couple bigger names this year. I honestly don't know if he'll make a like big splash moves. I mean, some of these trades have kind of surprised me, but I could see Adam Peters maybe going for that second tier group of free agents, sort of like he did last year. To not sort of mortgage the future to any one guy,
mm-hmm.
And really sort of trying to build through the draft. I mean, I think that's the ultimate goal, is you want to have a group that can last together for 3-4 years.
But I guess I'm asking, like, sort of offensively, defensively, is this draft better for offensive players? Is the free agent pool better for defensive players? Or is it just no?
I think the free agent pool is really good if you want a 30-year-old receiver or pass rusher, because that's really uh-huh. all that's left. And the draft is really deep on D-line. It has some really good tight ends. So I am curious if they do add to the tight end group. I mean, I know they brought back Bates last night. They have Ertz. Benson is still there. So I'm curious if they still turn to that group in the draft. Corners, there's some good corners. So I would say it probably skews more defense in the draft this year. But free agency is kind of watered down this year, to be honest with you. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
a lot of 30-plus guys, mostly receiver, defense. Maybe they add a tackle. But in my mind, it would be sort of in a reserve role unless they spend big.
Are they disappointed in Sinnott, or did Ertz just way outperform what they expected, and he just quite hasn't gotten the opportunity because Ertz was so good?
I think it's more the latter there.
Yeah,
I think Ertz had a good season. I think he was good for the team, just kind of where they were, just in this transition mode. He was great for Jaden. So, I think it's partly due to Ertz. I think it's partly due to they want to develop Ben Sinnott more, and he's got to get more opportunities. Maybe he can get more touchdowns, you know, based on Travis Kelce plays or Taylor Swift plays. Isn't that what they called the play that he had that one touchdown?
I think that's right. I think so. You're right.
Nikki, you've reached the pop quiz portion of your interview. I need you to.
Oh, boy.
Nobody likes that.
I need you to fill in the blank here.
Nobody likes quizzes, Kate.
I know, but I think she's up to the task.
All right.
Adam Peters blanks Brian Robinson Jr. Your options are loves, likes, tolerates, / stuck with.
I don't like
blank.
This quiz. Can I get a different question? No, I think I have not heard this from Adam Peters directly. I would say likes. I mean, I think
likes ish.
Likes adjacent, likes close.
I likes.
Okay, so squarely in the middle.
We're going fairly in the middle.
They're kind of stuck there, right?
The game runs hard, you know, but you got to get more production out of that.
They're kind of stuck at the running back room in a sense, right? I mean,
yeah, but they got Debo now, so he's sort of hybrid.
Right. He'll help, but like, what about the idea that, hey, man, bolster the offensive line, and you're going to get not only better production from Jaden, but you're going to get better production from your running backs. I certainly didn't see a ton of holes that Brian Robinson was missing. I don't want to be a Brian Robinson defender, but I mean,
I will never understand why more GMs don't put more resources into the offensive line. I know it's not a sexy position,
right?
But the best teams have the best offensive lines,
right?
Period.
Right. So that should be a focus. You don't anticipate it will.
Well, I just don't know that in free agency, I mean, most of the top tackles are gone already.
Yep.
Look at, though, what Coleman did. Like, we're all just thrilled that he played so much. But I think we all have our own opinions on PFF rankings, but there's some metric that you can take with whatever. And, I mean, he gave up a bunch of sacks, was ranked fairly low in pass protection and fairly low in run blocking.
Right.
So
I always wonder if he would be better suited as a guard. But
yeah, moving the guard.
You need a tackle.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just think you would get better production from Jaden and from your running back room. Because I don't think they're terrible. Yeah.
Well, they're probably going to sign some big uglies that you just have never heard of.
Well,
it's
not
a flashy name.
But we all feel like we need to find the next Saquon. Those aren't hard to find.
They've got three or four offensive linemen.
I get you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got three or four of their own that they may bring back or may not. Too.
Yeah.
I mean, what would your vibe be? I think Trent Scott's available. Cornelius Lucas.
I think they need to bring those guys back?
They need
pretty much most of the reserves. I mean, Dieter, I don't know if he comes back.
No, we don't need him.
Benched for, a guard. I don't. They need upgrades there, no doubt. It's just, I could see them turning to the draft again. I think you have to at that position. It's a good draft for the trenches. But getting a marquee tackle, like Cam Robinson, is he still available? He's really the only one under 30 that I saw that's still on the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the – Ronnie Staley's back with Baltimore. Like, all these guys have been signed already with their own team. So, I would love to see him spend on a tackle. I know that's like such a boring position to like spend big on free agency, but it's such an important group that I really don't know why teams don't invest more.
All right, last issue for you here or proposition for you. One bold free agency prediction. One bold prediction for today.
One bold prediction for today. Oh.
You have one that you anticipate the Commanders
putting her on the spot with the pop quiz. Now this,
oh my God,
she might never appear on the show again.
Easy,
yeah. I don't know. Give us something to look forward to today around noon to 3 p.m.
A bold prediction. Okay, they trade for Trey Hendrickson. I don't know if that's true, but that's my bold prediction.
I like it, Kate.
That's sexy. That's a big one.
That gets the blood flowing.
Okay,
gets the blood flowing.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks for the time.
Hey, I like that one.
Nikki Javala covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. That's one I don't see.
If you make
I'd
that
be
trade,
stunned.
Then you're adding 17 sacks to your total. That's the way I look at that.
How much is he going to make?
I don't know.
He's going to make $35 million plus, right?
Easily. Some guys are worth it, maybe.
Yeah. But
can't you structure the money? It's so bizarre. If you look at Josh Allen's making $55 million, right? I don't know what Dak's making, but I don't think it's quite that much, or his average per year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, he's only like 17% of the salary cap, and Dak is like 23%.
Mm.
The way they structure the money.
Well, it just shows you the Bills are better run than the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. But it's not just the Cowboys.
Right.
He's like 12th
right.
in terms of percentage of his salary going towards the salary cap.
Right.
The team distribution. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
I might not be articulating that well.
So I was just looking. One of the guys I missed that they re-signed for very low price was Chris Rodriguez Jr. So he's back. So there's your running back, Hakes.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, You're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I mean, he's a thumper down near the goal line. Like
and that's a Rivera guy. Cakes love to go. They're getting rid of all their Rivera guys.
Well, they've gotten rid of most of them.
Yeah, the ones that really suck.
John Bates survived somehow. He got a 3-year extension. Good for him.
800-636-1067. You want to chime in? We're getting you geared up for NFL free agency. Kicks off at 12 o'clock. The Commanders do bring back Tress Way. Over the weekend, of course, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz. I just mentioned Chris Rodriguez. John Bates gets a 3-year deal. He's, of course, primarily a blocking tight end. So we will keep you up to date on all that is happening with the Commanders and NFL free agency here on the Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.